Plain, open source Jira alternative. So this is interesting. Over the years, there were open source alternatives, but people tend to use Jira as the default. This is a software that costs money, obviously, and it would be interesting to see if there is an open source alternative. Basically, everyone are basically using Jira. I mean, there are alternatives, but most of teams use this. Some went to some other projects such as Trello or Asana, but the mainstream is simply Jira or custom in-house built. For big companies, they can use custom in-house built, but this has received 389 points, which means that at least this topic is at least interesting. Okay, so we'll have a look at this project, but this means that it's interesting. What do I think of it? I think that we use source control, and in source control, we already have ticket management, and I'm a big proponent of reusing the basic tools and not overloading with more and more tools, unless they get really some huge benefit, which I don't think. I don't think in our case. I think you can do a full sprint plan with GitHub issues or with GitLab issues, and you don't really need to pay unless you want to pay. If you want to pay to Jira, that's perfectly fine. It's a great tool, right? It's a great tool. It does a job, but I don't like this duplication of having multiple things. If one tool does the job for me and I don't need another one, then I don't need another one. If I really need another one, then I'll go. But if I already use GitHub or something like this, and most companies use such an internal tool, be it GitHub hosted or self-hosted GitLab, and you already have issues. So first, let's have a look. I'm looking at this also, like you at the first time on this project. Let's read this together. We are open sourcing Plain Mobile code soon. I'm interested to see how many stars they have first, how many years they exist. Pretty low. Okay, so everything I think above like 9K is good. Lot of folks. So we see here an activity recently, at least a couple of days ago. Contributors 36. Not too small. This is okay. Okay, type mostly TypeScript we see, some Python, some HTML, CSS. Okay, interesting. Let's see if we can see when was the first commit. So today it's actively used, but let's see when was it. Although they said that they have released it now, so. Not sure how can I filter for the first commit. I mean, here I want to basically filter insights maybe. I don't see here a way to reverse the filter, at least not on the web, in order to see when was the first commits. Okay, these are some statistics. Okay, here we can see, I think, some pull requests. Let's just do it this way. Scroll down. Didn't work. All I want to know is when was the first commit. Code frequency, maybe. Okay, so I think from this we can see at least for the last year, December 2022. So we see, yeah, pretty much commits, and now it's beginning to stabilize. Okay, so this looks pretty okay. So it had some commits last years. It has the commits now. The project is actively maintained. Now what's left to do is to look at the actual project. So project management tool from the future, Meet Plain, an open source software and development tool to manage issues, sprints, and product roadmaps with peace of mind. Get started in 30 seconds. So what do we see here? This looks pretty familiar, right? Backlog, to do, in progress, so far looks good. The UI looks clean. project mask, dashboard, projects, my issue. So we could set here a list of projects. Here we have issues, status cycles, modules, plain web. Trusted by 1,000 teams. Simple yet great UX, so you can get started in minutes. Start as basic task tracking tool, customize your workflows based on backlog, untrusted, unstarted, started, completed issues in just a few seconds and view it. Visualize as you like, switch between list, Kanban, or calendar. Custom workflows, define unique workflow, easy importers. Second modules, simplify your transition, waterfall. So what do we need? I mean, from an issue manager, we want to see some reports, we want to create sprints, we want to create tasks, and we want to filter them. It looks like it gives it, nothing more. Pretty impressive, GitHub. What do you prefer, Kanban? Okay, comments. Yeah, eliminate Excel. Okay, marketing, make it yours, marketing, pricing. Free plan, this is probably if you, what do you mean cloud free plan? Okay, so this is the pricing and so the free plan supports up to 1,000 issues. This is what it looks like. And here unlimited issues. And they don't have it. And the self-hosted, unlimited. So if you download and have it locally, then you will have unlimited issues and everything. You won't have support. Right? You won't have custom fields. It looks like it. Unless the open source supports it. If the open source does not support those, obviously the open source would not support priority support, but custom fields? What if I want custom fields? Oh, custom teaming even. I wonder if it's not on the open source. Okay, so let's look. Now, the next step is to look at Hacker News comments. Thank you for posting this. Looks pretty basic, but somehow complete. The first impression is good. Here, some criticism. The first thing I look for in an issue tracker is to screen a state to write the task. I understand that some people write a list of issues in the form of short blurbs and iterate on them afterwards. But it always feels frustrating to me to having to write a little in a modal window. Oh, I see. So they have only a modal window when you write it. And I agree with him. I like it when I can just type on the task itself without opening a modal window. Save and then open. These are the small things. It's always like this. You use a product and then someone promises you, hey, I have a new product for you. It's much better. It's much impressive. And then you see something small, which bothers you, like this modal window. Save and then open the issue again to be able to see a larger text area for the description. I also see it's as discouraging for people to write better description. I agree with this guy. The keyboard navigation is probably, assuming, oh, this is correct, right? This is the situation. This keyboard navigation is probably not complete. Press P to create a project. You would still need to mouse to focus. Yes, this is also important, I think. On the computer, it started in dark mode, and the experience overall was quite disorientation. Also, no light mode switch on the icon header. It's not clear to the user that you can should use Markdown. Let's see the reaction to this. So, they said that on their computer it was okay. I mean the light, but he didn't reply to the modal. So maybe it's, we do have this modal issue. Hi, I'm Ariane, one of the maintainers at Plan. We currently have the teaming. Again, they are talking about the teaming, but not about the modal. I was more worried about modal. Still talking about the teaming and colors. Let's see some other comments. As someone who typically rejects hard passes on the product with the SSO, so he's talking about the single sign-on. I like single sign-on, so yeah, I disagree. SSO is something that big companies care about. I agree. Let's see some other. What did other people find there? I wish a client of mine decided to ditch Jira last year. Now what they do is use a much simpler system, but with a ton of manual wrangling. Yeah, this can happen. This can happen. So you use a product, you get used to it. Someone said here, I strongly disagree. You can't easily have conversation about issues in Git. And even if you could, yeah, in Git not, but in GitHub and stuff like this, yes. As you touched on it, the major problem with Jira is actually that it does so much, nobody knows how to use it. Yeah, I mean, too much. Sometimes it's a double-edged sword. You can do everything with it, and then it becomes complex. Although I think they did a good job recently to make it simpler. Let's see some other comment. Other from being open source, what's the main difference from Linear App? That's a huge difference. It's open source. Yeah. It would be nice if someone implemented Bugzilla. Back to the past. Why do people call things Jira alternatives that contain about 1/500 of its feature? It's just a simple project management. Yeah. With a Kanban board. Yeah. Because that's what most people see Jira as. It's easy to only see Jira surface level feature like a Trello with a little more functionality. Yeah. Marketing is all about using the simplest language to communicate your truth relevant to the group you want to reach. Marketing is not about truth, period. I prefer the older terms for occupation, advertising or propaganda. Is it me or does it look extremely similar to Linear? Okay, complaining about y.so. Does this one allow you to assign more than one person to a ticket? This bothers me on almost all project management software. What I'd love to see to assign one person as the one responsible and then assign other. Yeah, this is true. If you want to split the ticket to multiple people, either split the ticket itself or if you want to split the ownership, then you have to have one responsible person. Otherwise, everyone will take the other one is responsible. Yeah, shared responsibility is no responsibility. Wow, that's a strong. Yeah, let's see what. I'm interested to see specific things that are missing or something. It's AGPL license, which is interesting, much like Redmine. This means modifications and customizations are license violations. So this looks like a very, very promising. I will give it a try. Related, I would love to see an open source Confluence alternative as well. As for issues, there are many or more capable options to choose from. Haven't used this extremely, but look at XWiki. Whoa. Yeah, so XWiki is a huge thing. It's a mega project for Wiki. If you want like the most sophisticated Wiki, XWiki will do it all, including scripts, whatever you want. It's just a massive, massive project. I mean, I've seen it used, and it was used like just like a crazy app that where you can see all your dashboards, everything in the wiki. This was pretty amazing. And the only thing with XWiki is that its markup language is not standard markup. However, for a technical company, I would maybe highly consider XWiki, as I've seen it used and it was very useful. What I most want from Confluence, and I have a few poor ideas how this can be solved, is a way to manage stale content. Interesting that you look the same 20. I haven't seen yet. GitHub projects are wild good now, yeah. But then your PMs and all stacks doesn't need to have GitHub accounts. This is the entire point. The team at GitHub really have been knocking it out. Yeah, it's doing good job. Yeah, so okay, any other comments? This totally expected level of unconstructive criticism. So let's pass this. Interesting tool. Okay, I'm looking for that. That's it. That's it. That's it. Can we look at GitHub? GitHub project and see what GitHub project has to offer us in comparison about projects. Let's see. I want to see the board. Where are the screenshots? This is not good. It should have shown me the board. Add item. Yeah, and what about the board in GitHub projects? Is it talking about automatic projects and sending feeds? Okay, so I don't see here. I think that GitHub project does have GitHub projects screen shots. Images. Yeah. So it looks like we do have. It looks from this that GitHub project is an extremely well project management simply because it has with this view. If it has this view, they probably did a great job on the other things as well. This is how it looks to me. Okay, I don't have here the screenshot. Yeah, so we see he's copying the issue. Yeah, this looks pretty amazing. GitHub projects looks good. Okay, so what have we seen here? We have seen a new open source with lot of traction, with lot of people maintaining it, so it looks pretty promising. However, if you are moving away for any reason from Jira, you can work with Jira, of course. It's like the state of the art, the best tool that you will be. You are safe. If you are choosing Jira and you're willing to pay for it, you're in a safe position. No one will complain. What are you using Jira? The whole world is using Jira. If you are able to take this risk, I at first maybe you, I'm not sure I would move to an open source if I could start with the GitHub task management. If I could not use the Jira, the GitHub, so my first option could be Jira. Okay, if I want to be standard, I can pay. I have no problem. Might use Jira. Second option, or first, depending how we see it, is to use GitHub issues management and GitLab issues management. And the third option would be to explore such alternative, such an open source that I won't need to pay. Because if I'm paying, I will pay for Jira or for GitHub. But if I don't want to pay, I will use this project as an open source, download it, try it and use it, and then I might get something, and this would be my third option. So this was about plain and open source Jira alternative.